Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of the others." In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. These words preface one of the most beautiful pictures of Jesus painted in the New Testament. Christians should be imitators of Christ. The King of Kings came from the throne of God, took on flesh, and dwelt among us. In verse 7, we discover that he took on the form of a servant. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. I admire my sister. She was the honor student in our home. She had a successful career in the corporate world and retired at age 50. Her faith has grown through the years. Her journey through cervical cancer and breast cancer has deepened her spiritual walk. She has a strong network of believers who encourage and minister to each other. Recently, a former coworker called her and asked if she and her husband would participate in the clinical trials to develop a COVID-19 vaccine. Her husband has health problems as well. I asked, "What did you say?" She said, "We would consider this if it'll help others." I think like my dad. I said, "No way would I do that. Y'all have enough illnesses and pre-existing conditions." She's looking beyond herself. I think about how we in America are mad about wearing a mask in a store. There are political and medical arguments. Paul wrote, if we're born again, put others' well-being above yourself. If I can wear a mask and prevent someone from getting sick, I'm taking on the form of a servant. Jesus gave his life for our sins and salvation. The word sacrifice comes to my mind. He looked beyond himself so you and I might have eternal life in heaven with him. When God calls on you to be a servant, what will be your answer?